You're at the top now.
Blog Talk Radio.
So we're going to take a look like we did for Rachel last night. Yeah.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee.
Yeah,
Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
And
this is a very serendipitous reading.
And it is.
Of course it is. It's serendipitous that it's a retrogradus maximus.
We are frolicking in the serendipity of the day.
There we go.
Yeah.
The only reason we say that is because one word that just climbs up Jimbo's.
Yeah, I hate that word.
I don't know why.
It's like, there's like a thousand other words that are going to be, that more people will understand what they mean, and it's probably going to have a better definition.
Really? And what would those words be?
Well, it depends on, because when you, I bet if I Webster serendipity, I bet it's got a lot of goddamn definitions. So right there,
and look it up.
So right off the bat there, you're already picking a word that has multiple meanings. So then you're like, well, what the hell one did she choose? All right, go ahead, Deb.
Well, this is going to be a year for you, Catherine, that is a whirlwind of activity, of new experience, and very interesting aspects here. First of all, and I don't mean to call it little, or little cupcake.
It is like little cupcake.
But it can become a big cupcake thing. Two of you, or especially you, so desire to step into the spotlight of, free enterprise, get your stuff in bakeries and, stores. We have stores that will offer, things like that. You might, if you establish yourself a regular from the ground up business, these guys are going to be right there to help you out. You've got a king of hearts and a jack of hearts. And this is you producing. I'm jack clubs. And this
clubs,
is you
hearts,
doing,
the difference.
Doing the work.
Okay.
All right, so that's sure to come through. Get a very, now, if you're on any kind of fixed income and stuff, might be something you have to look at. Right. Figure all that out.
Fixed right now.
Yeah. And
I want to know who's, other than filthy rich people, who's not on fixed income?
I don't think anyone.
Well, they call it.
It's a weird term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I don't think that I might wake up tomorrow and my paycheck's going to have $4 million in it. I don't believe that. I believe my paycheck is pretty damn fixed.
You're not 65 yet, right?
No, I'm 59 today.
Okay, when you reach 65, then you can make all the money you want, and it won't affect your fixed
income. Your Social Security, yeah.
All right, but you're going to pay tax. I can't believe that I'll pay taxes on this stuff.
Pay taxes on everything.
I know, but it's already been taxed to all of you.
It doesn't matter. They'll take a dollar point and it'll tax all the way to the chain that goes, the people that the guy made the dollar, so I got taxed earning as a wage, and I go to a store and buy something, well, that dollar gets taxed goddamn again. You know, that thing keeps falling pretty fast on its way down. So that's
okay,
the way it that's the life we live.
Well, for you, that is in the future for you. I think that you could really do something with this. There's no reason to have to, scratch to get by when you've got a $1 million idea. I mean, I thought you guys were just putting out, run of the mill, what you see in the store, cupcakes with a little frosting slap on it, and they're putting out works of art. I've seen them.
Who is? She's doing
They are
multitasking.
Exquisite. And one of yours, I mean, like at our store chain, Harris Teeter.
I went there once when I was visiting my sister, and I walked right back out when I saw the prices. I'm getting no cold prices here. I'm out of here.
Now, Jim heard that store. I don't know if he's for some girl who works in the deli.
What store?
Harris Teeter.
Then it must be some chick that works in all the delis, because I don't know just one damn Harris Teeter.
Oh.
So I guess I just like all deli bitches at Harris Teeter. If you're a deli bitch, Harris Teeter, what's your coochie? All right?
Oh,
all
right.
Well, if it said Harris Teeter and underneath it said deli bitch.
There it is.
Well, look at what choices we have, though, nearby. One other food line, that's it. Nearby, in the same radius or same short radius,
yeah.
We have two choices. So I'm going to take Teeter.
You have a man coming. He's going to surface in your life to apologize to you.
Yeah, that mother, he's apologized to me, too. You know who that is.
No.
Sorry.
No, I don't.
That was the person that I did the book with that never even acknowledged it. That, remember all that?
Well, that's another beautiful business. There. You ought to see these books she puts together. My God, this woman is like sitting on an empire. Wait till Kim Kardashian and her crowd find out about you.
Wait a minute. I sent a book that said Chicago with some beautiful little pink butterflies, and I found out where her and Kanye built that building and wherever in Calabasas, and I sent her from thinking, well, you know, maybe Kim's expensive friend that never got acknowledged either.
Oh, what a bitch.
Which,
Kim Kardashian bitch.
Well,
yeah.
The whole world is shocked at that person.
But have
bitch.
You seen the birthday parties they put on for the kids?
Yeah.
Sickening. Absolutely.
But then I think my intentions were, I was like, you know, I'm sure they get screwed up all the time because people want, you know, hey, send them something free, and then they'll talk about it. Well, it didn't work. So my intentions weren't necessarily honorable, but still, I'm like, when I see her, I think, well, you got really good tips. But you're still a bitch.
You know what, though? Your book was probably intercepted by an administrative assistant or a press secretary or, you know, they have a staff. And she might have loved it so much she took it home.
Yeah. All right.
There's 90% of what somebody sends somebody like that never gets to them at all, even,
however,
close to them.
I had celebrities write me back.
Or did they write you back, or did somebody, did they delegate that you don't know about?
Okay, let me explain to you.
Explain to me, because you must have been there to watch them write.
When I was growing up, I read the Shoes books. Those that are from the UK, you would know the Shoes books. Maybe you do. Ballet Shoes, Circus Shoes.
I know about Shoes, but I don't know damn about Shoes.
Her name was Noel Streetfield. She wrote all of these books.
Well, that sounds like a pen name, but he did have pen names.
I wrote through the publisher, and the mail got to her, and I received a letter back from England in her a very unique penmanship, and she wrote directly back to me.
How old were you?
I was like 22.
Oh,
I'm surprised
then, because usually they'll do that sometimes for a little kid because they like have a little.
I wanted her to know how I had a very turbulent growing up, and I was Laura Ingalls of the Little House long before there was a show. I was Laura Ingalls.
The show was taking place in Minnesota.
That's true. And then the shoe books really, yeah. Okay.
So who was the person again? What was her name?
Noel Streetfield.
So you want to equate her to Kim Kardashian
She's
as far as popularity, right? You want to say she was as popular as her, right?
No, I don't remember why we got off on that.
Because you're talking about writing to people and they never see it.
Celebrity.
Yeah, but the celebrity chose was somebody that might have had a second job.
I heard from the chick that was the cruise director on The Love Boat, Lauren Weiss. She had
an actress, you mean?
Yeah, in the 80s, they did a big story in TV Guide about her cocaine problem.
Well, that was her only gig.
It was. And she wrote me back. So you can't you know, and there were others over the years.
Yeah, but you're picking, see, now, you come on, you're not picking, like, notch high-level celebrities, for example.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, right. Or see him a lot and see if you get directly, hey, I'm glad you wrote me, Depp. I'd sit down with him. He had to sit down and take time to write even the 10% of those letters. He would never be able to leave his room. Ever.
I'm going to shoot him one.
You don't like logic and good arguments.
Okay, let me finish. That's the
okay.
guy with the
book. You went there, not me.
Here from here. He wants you to know how sorry he is. And you know what? He, you know that John Denver song, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry? Well, people used to say, boy, he is one sorry son of a bitch. But this guy's even sorrier because he's going to wait until his marriage breaks up.
Oh, isn't that, who's that chick that sang?
Or his relationship, I should say.
In the 60s, I'm yes. sorry.
Or the...
So sorry.
No, not that one.
The, yeah, the 50s and 60s chick.
Oh, I
don't... Was it Francis?
Who?
Wasn't he just singing Connie Francis?
Yeah, I think it was yeah. Connie Francis. That's what I'm asking her, who that was, chick was that sang it. Yeah.
Okay. Also,
yeah, that's good. Yeah,
this is your daughter here.
This is life.
I think okay. I think she will marry early tomorrow, but I
okay. that'd be good. That'd be she probably would like to plan for a wedding, not in 24
yeah.
hours. Yep.
It better be a nice woman because Emily doesn't want anything going in there ever.
Interesting.
It could. There's a woman here.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to go to the gynecologist once in a while. There's going to be some exploratory investigations going on. This might not be for might not be for the purpose of reproduction, but there shall be some vaginal entrances.
You know, it's funny. But people will say, I'm never doing that, and I'm never getting married. And then meet that one.
What's you know what the term is? Famous last word.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what when people say never, it's like, oh, you just screwed yourself. Unless you're 80 or 90. You know.
Because I feel like, you know, after the next cupcake sale, she's going to be doing, she's
going to
be booking for you.
Oh. She'd have to tell. Okay.
She will. She tells me everything anyway. I don't even have to ask.
Well, that's wonderful. I have boys. They come home and they're chopped. I have no idea what's been going on, where, when, you know, the boys.
Well, it's not a zombie apocalypse. It's not like
they're
out there beheading people
or anything
like that.
You know they're out there. There was a certain divorcee in our neighborhood that was paying them to clean her garage. I can imagine the garage.
It might have been a nasty garage, Deb.
Somebody leaked it to me.
Leaked it. That intelligence was not solid.
I think it was Kyle. He adopted one. He said they weren't cleaning shit over there.
I bet it was not. I bet it was more.
They were maybe cleaning our clock. I bet it wasn't Kyle. If I'd have known the time, I would have visited that. Anyway, so for you.
The birthday girl.
Yes. Well, see, we have such a good connection.
We're talking about cleaning chicks' garages and stuff now. Our birthday reading. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
You're going to have an accelerated social coming up.
Ooh, put the pedal
right.
to the metal.
It looks
let
good.
Her.
Nice friends. Huh?
Well, she likes it. Accelerated. Yeah, it's her birthday. She'll be out right now, freaking closing down bars. Well, I guess it's early to close down bars.
You have a door-opening kind of guy. There's occasionally in women's cards. They don't need door openers. They are already out there opening all the doors they need to open.
Oh, well, keep going before I want you to finish this statement.
I feel like I'm walking a plank with you.
Well, you know what? Here's the finish. Thought with her before, because or did you already
okay, well,
thought?
Okay, well, this is a man that's going to come along. Catherine is really
okay.
going to get your juices flowing.
That's important.
And
that's
make
important.
You feel very womanly.
Got to get them flowing.
Oh yeah, you know those boudoir pictures you see sometimes on Facebook.
What does that word mean?
Boudoir bedroom.
Okay.
It's sexy bedroom.
Oh, so you just can't say the word. Got
that's
it. All right.
You're
go gonna, ahead.
You're gonna feel. You're gonna feel like wow. And that's your door opener. He's right here. He's tall, black, and handsome.
What? And why is that a thing?
I don't know. It came through the ages.
It's okay, tall. I get it. All right, tall. I get
like
you guys.
Tom,
you guys don't want, like Virgil was talking about, like good. Tattoo on Fantasy Island. You don't want a bush guy. You want a tall guy. Dark. What is the dark thing? Why is it going to be dark?
Like, you know, complexion.
Why is that? So anybody that's not dark, they're
Latino, or it might be a sexy African American.
Okay, so anybody that is not that, well, guess what? You got to go.
What's happening?
Could
be
a statistic for somebody from Greece.
Exactly.
But
mysterious, seductive. The man where well, I almost done. Did my shirt. You know, they have their shirt down to here and all that nice chest hair.
Yeah, you've seen recent pictures of that.
They're in the movies.
Oh, the, and where are those movies at? There's like two or three Lifetime Network channels now, not just one.
Somebody please come and take him off my hands.
Wasn't it Kelgon take away?
Something like that. But yeah, very nice. This man's not going to stick around, and you don't want him to. He may be quite young. I mean, not like a high schooler or anything like
no,
that.
No, you don't need to go to prison. That's the
no,
it's
like,
good to do in prison.
If you've seen the movie, Stella got her groove back.
I never actually saw.
That's what you
was that? It was, who was in it?
He was a boy. It was, what was the lady? I can't remember her name, but she's a, Viola, not Viola Davis. Angela Bassett.
Who's the guy?
Ty Diggs.
What?
Ty Diggs.
I don't know.
Oh, was it Ty Diggs?
So then I have no idea. So I don't think I saw any of that movie. I thought I saw part of it, but I did not because I know none of those people.
Well, he got her back into her womanhood, and then they have their drama and stuff. But that's what you're getting is Catherine got her groove back. And we will want a full report in the morning. All right. So anyway, he's going to probably, I would say, maybe 10 years younger than you. You need stamina. And guys, if you're taking the blue pill, don't tell us. We don't want to know.
Do you know what that is?
It's the Cialis or Viagra.
But do you know what it really does? Women think that it does, like, all it does is just hit a switch that their brain has to make connection or that switch isn't getting hit. You don't take the blue pill and get the boner if nothing's going on. You have to have the interaction and the hormones going around to get that going. That's all.
And sometimes it won't go away in 4 hours.
Well, that's when it's not working properly, they say.
Okay, but anyway.
Just saying. I'm worried about that.
This would be a good year for you. Lots of new focus, new adventures. I think it looks fantastic.
Oh, God, pop.
Very good.
I watched that thing every damn week that I could.
Yeah.
Kung Fu. I love that show, David Carradine. Which is funny, having that dude.
Specifically, is he happen to have the rebel deck within reach?
Yeah, he does.
Yes,
everybody likes that.
It's her birthday, so even if I didn't, we'd get it. All right.
Well, don't give her the one that says pull yourself.
No, she doesn't care. She wants the rebel card that comes up. She's already said that in the past.
Let it rip.
Exactly. Let it ride. Ride, let it ride. Boxer Overdrive, baby.
Was
good
it?
Tune. Oh, hell yeah.
It should have been early then, wasn't it?
That's one of my favorite songs of this. Anyway, shall do so. I'll put the angel card up because fuck angels. And then we'll go ahead and do the rebel card. We'll go ahead and do the... Oh, volume is way too... There you go. Not better. Which is funny. This is the ironic thing of all this is northern Minnesota I'm from. My entire life, until I became an adult and joined the Navy, I thought everybody from the South is a bunch of dumbasses.
Rednecks.
Rednecks and all they care about. I did a lot of bumper stuff. Leave Ren Rod, Dean, or whatever, all that shit. So, yep. I saw a lot of those when I moved here in the 80s. A lot of those. Millions of those.
The South and I-10, and then you've got the 6th borough of New York.
Well, it's kind of funny, as I do with the Robocard, is in the Civil War, the Union Army had to keep an ass ton of troops in Maryland. Maryland wanted to be part of the South, which is ironic. They're like, oh, we want to join the Confederate States. And you can't where you are. So there's a lot of troops there. Well, they wouldn't let them do it. All right. Rebel card time. What are you plugging your ears?
Because I'm afraid it'll be nasty.
She plugs her ears, and then every time she listens to a song, she doesn't understand the word. It has to be about a genital. Did that guy just say vagina in the song, or did he say dick? It's like, that's what she hears. She doesn't understand a word, but she wants to plug her ears. No. How does that work, Deb?
Just read it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was going to say, but subject is rebel card. Time to let go. Move the fuck on.
Ooh.
And
the fuck on?
Yep.
That's it?
Pull it to her. That's what it said. Flip it on this.
Move the fuck on.
Yep.
Time to let go.
Now the subject is that, and then you flip it around for the message. So you got to figure out what part of your life that applies to. We don't know. It's a, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Card. It probably doesn't mean your birthday. You should keep enjoying your birthday. So
yeah.
It's not bad. You're back. You should pour the hell on.
We love you. We're so glad you join us. You're always here. You know, it's like old boys.
Camaraderie at night. Otherwise, yeah. I drive us bonkers. I need to have so and gratefully
thank you so much. It means a lot. It really does.
Yeah, happy birthday. Are you going to go out and do something?
Okay.
You going to go out and do something? It's your birthday. Are you going to go out and do anything?
No, I'm going to hang out with you guys, and then when I'm done, I'll poke myself silly.
What are you going to do to yourself?
I saw you said, I'll hang out with Deborah. I thought you said I was going to poke herself silly. I'm going to do the Deborah thing on a word I didn't hear. I'm pretty sure she doesn't do that just on her birthday, though. You know what I'm saying?
Heard it? Yeah. It's okay.
Yes. Well,
okay.
It is. And you enjoy. You enjoy.
Oh, I'm not sick of this fucking chair.
We appreciate it so much. Take care, everyone. Love to you on birthday.
Love you long time.
Yeah.
She's going to see still here in the chat room. I lost track of it. Let's see who we were talking about that day. Okay, all right. We are back on
live.
We are
comments that I have not seen.
Yeah, but we totally have to back online with Blog Talk.
Oh, good.
And we could take them in the order we got them. Let's do it. We're going to try this. 229, George, 229, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Melvin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome, Melvin. Yeah. I'm stuck with us.
Yeah.
You were actually the first caller on the last show before it died, but we're busy doing something. And then we had an internet crash, but now you're back, and now you're here. He's actually the first Talk caller tonight.
That's great.
Okay, Melvin, floor is yours.
Yeah, I just want to ask you guys two little small questions. I'm concerned about my oldest brother. And he's about 74 years old, finna be 75 in July. And he won't get out of the bed, and he won't go to the doctor.
All right.
Hey, how much is my birthday, boy?
Yeah, but I'm just concerned about his overall health. Is he trying to give up?
He won't
that's
go to
not
the
like
doctor.
Him.
Yep.
Ma'am?
Go to the doctor.
He won't go to the doctor. Right?
What now?
He won't go to the doctor. I just want to be clear.
He won't go to the doctor. He hasn't been to the doctor. He missed his appointments for a year already. He says that he's going in the morning. I took him some food out there today, but he's in the bed. He says his legs are, he can't stand up. And I told him, I said, well, did you want me to go and call an analyst to take you, you know, where you go to the hospital to get checked out. He don't want to do that. So is he giving up?
Well, that's a good question. There's good for the cards. Medical disclaimer out there, we're not doctors or room specialists, psychologists. Yeah. So Melvin knows for everybody else. My ass at a certain point would call the ambulance and say, take his ass away, and they would too. You know, he says, don't do it. But that's your call, and she's going to do the card, so we'll see what that says.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Third time where you can't do that for a person.
Right.
Call, and she's going to do the cards, and right, this concern. Somebody can't even get on their feet at a certain point, and they still don't want to go to a doctor, doesn't have any support, they are trying to check out.
Well, Melvin, I got to tell you, it's 100% the other way. His deepest fear is that he's going to go in the hospital and never come out.
So he's got the medical phobia thing.
So he'd rather live in pure ignorance to what's going on with him.
You know what? Yep. I've actually talked to people that said, I might have cancer. I don't want to go. I don't want to know. It's like, that's an example. I've heard somebody say that before.
Does he have kids? Does he have a wife? What's his
story? He has no kids. He has no kids, and I tried to get him. Well, actually, I had him a caregiver, aide to come over and help clean up his apartment, run his errands, and get his medication and take him to the doctor. But he refuses that.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Well,
I would go there someday when you have time, because it's going to take some time. And I would try to convince him to go to the doctor, and if he doesn't, I would walk away, and my ass would call 911 and have him taken away just to be safe.
I hate to tell you this. No,
but that's
actually,
me. I have no cards.
Okay,
I've got to
throw this in there. The caregiver would have more leverage with him than you would.
Well, I missed the caregiver part.
I know. Yeah. He don't want.
Well,
he don't want a caregiver.
Well, but
he doesn't have one.
No, but I mean, if you sent somebody over there,
he might not have power of attorney type stuff. So
I think there are places you can call. You should do a little looking around, and they can take him.
You don't see him crossing over, do you?
No.
She said she doesn't see him wanting to check out. He just doesn't want to do that doctor thing.
Well, no, he's scared of going in the hospital where they're going to do something to him and he's going to die.
He doesn't want to, like, oh, my God, the hospital is going to hook all this shit into my butt and my pee-pee and all these IVs. And I'm going to sit there and never go home, even though it's the right thing to do. It's that type of deal.
I don't think he has any trust or faith in the medical field.
Got the proverbial head in the sand. He wants to put his head in the sand for all problems.
You could get him a social worker.
I would do that. That's always a start. Social worker.
Yeah, place to start.
In Georgia, yeah. I would go to a social worker and talk to him. Hey,
okay.
It's your boy.
Okay,
brother,
I want to squeeze in one last thing. I was trying to figure out last time I talked to you guys the other day. I know you said it was a lady at dialysis that was crazy, really in love with me. And I swear, I'm trying to figure out who was it. Could you look at that one more time and see?
Figure it out.
Could it be the one named Cassandra? He's real petite.
Yeah.
I said she isn't going to be too showy about it, but I said it was Cassandra and that you need to be a super gentleman.
Yeah,
with
I do
her.
Remember that name.
Yeah, because she doesn't like men that have no class. Okay, so yes.
When will she open up to me and tell me?
I know you'd love to have somebody right now, Melvin. I know.
Or just he would love to know.
I know.
You gotta give her time. There's reasons why she stands. Okay. And also about your brother, you got to get on that because I'm worried he's going to wait so long that he'll have reached the point of no return.
Oh,
And they can appoint a guardian ad litem for him.
There's a lot of stuff that gets
where everything kind of like goes to the court.
Yeah, you know, you're in Georgia, you got to go through your state people, but go through them.
Yeah, okay. Well, my niece has power attorney. My niece has power attorney of him, but she won't go. She won't come to do anything for him. And I got on her, but I'm like, oh, you wait for him to die, then you want
to
do something for him?
To get your power over me. Oh.
Does he have money?
Does he have
no,
property?
No, he don't. He don't have money.
Why the hell
do you
have her property?
He's living off one check.
I wonder what you can do about that.
Well, you got to be proactive. Start get hold of social services there in Georgia. That's where you start. And you can talk, even if you and if you don't, you can talk to the medical people, actual people in hospital staff. They can tell you workers and patient advocates and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're going to have to get the authorities involved.
You're going to have to just say, you know what, this whole thing, I'm going to spend this entire day doing this because it's probably going to take
a
while.
Just tell them, hey, it's for your own good.
That's right. And you say, you know what, damn it.
Yeah.
There's a certain point where it's like, you can't get a bed, you can't do this. All right. And then just, if you have to call the ambulance, nothing bad will come of that.
Okay.
Nothing bad will come of that.
We got a guy. Now, we may not call this here as they do in the UK, but he's saying a concern or welfare report can be made to 911. You may want to look into that.
That is even in the United States.
Your brother,
it is.
Your brother is not in the capacity to make decisions for himself. And if Denise isn't going to do it, she needs to be booted out of that job.
Well, that's not going to happen overnight. But anyway, you can do the right thing.
So thank you, Virgil.
Yeah. Absolutely. And your oracle card is exercise to increase your energy and manifestation ability. So now this is about you personally. The key to manifesting quickly is to have a very high energy level, and the easiest way to increase them is through physical exercise. Choose fun and meaningful activity that you'll look forward to exercising. And it becomes its own reward. So
and you know what?
With all this stuff going on, I've got to try to work that in a little bit.
A pretty girl exercising with you won't hurt a bit.
Brown chicken out.
Okay, then.
Hey, Melvin, we double banked.
Yes.
He held for the first show. Our show broke.
Oh, yeah.
And he called back. So
well,
we appreciate your patience.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I thank you. Thank you all so much.
To you.
Please call me.
Wish you the best.
I want to get a reading. I want to get a reading from you guys.
I'll get in touch with you. I give you my word. Just don't hold your breath.
Okay. Yeah, we got to figure it out. Just don't think it's going to be in the next 5 minutes. But we're going to work on that. All right.
Thank you so much, man. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Love
bye-bye.
You.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah, Suzanne from the land of the Scots is here.
She's here.
You know what? I honestly didn't know that the UK had the same exact number.
I didn't know either.
No, 911.
Maybe it's a worldwide thing. I don't know.
I can't say that, but the our shipyard is it's like a small city. It's like
a shout out word. I love that.
She probably typed that before she heard us. She does that, like, if we ignore her. That's a cool way of saying, hey, you thought about me.
Yeah, Virgil, good luck, Mel. Look at that.
Yes,
he's
indeed.
Been calling us for a long time.
Yeah, and then he took a break for a while, you know, as some people do. Life is life. You got to do life.
And he goes in for those
dialysis.
And they
freak
shit. And he reports them.
And a lot of times, it was other patients.
Yeah, he's advocating for others.
Virgil's this way of
999.
So it's same but different. 999, I wonder why we don't have 999. Oh, I bet I know why.
Why?
I think I remember many years ago.
When it started?
Oh, in the 80s. 999, I think, was the beginning of area code where you call in and do, like, sports and sex talk and stuff, and it would automatically charge your phone bill.
Oh.
Remember that?
The 900, yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, 900, a lot of, I think it's still 999. I think it was a price. Yeah, let's go 911. Yeah, you don't want somebody to get, somebody to accidentally, instead of calling a hooker, to call a freaking a doctor, so they probably want to do some differentiation there. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Area code 520. Is it Olisa?
Hello.
What are you guys up to? You sound so cute, as always. Consistently cute.
That is our Lisa. Olisa. Hey.
Yeah.
I think actually he wasn't part of the show when I got exploded and disconnected and we had to restart it. So that's cool. We actually had a show going and then Blog Talk exploded because our internet
was on there.
I don't think she was.
No, she wasn't.
So welcome back.
I was waking up from a nap.
Naps are good.
Okay.
Boy, wow.
So he took off yesterday walking wherever, and it was late in the afternoon, and I was asleep on my chair, but I heard his door slam, and he didn't come home until like 7:30 at night. And by that time, I don't know where he went, but it's cool. So my girlfriend had invited me to go karaoke. She said it starts at 7:00. It was up the street. So I went there. And before leaving, he looked in our middle area. He opened the door. He was, I guess he checked for me to see if I'm throwing on the wheel and to talk and whatever. And so I'd left some strawberries, and he was thanking me. And then I went to the door deliberately to show him I was dressed and ready to go out. And I simply said, my friend invited me to go karaoke, so I'm going to go. And he just stood there for a long time. And he was looking at me. And then finally he said, well, I hope you have a good time. And then I took off, and I had a great time. It was bizarre. I've never gone to such a it was wonderful. For 3 hours, I had a great time. And there weren't any. Huh? No. They wanted me to, and I said 24 more showers. And then, sorry?
I did it one time and never sobered up so fast in my life. Yes, a girlfriend and I
sang
The Greatest Love by Whitney Houston, and I sobered up so fast because we were horrible.
My friend is a great entertainer, and she was introducing me to everyone. It was so sweet. It was such a sweet, charming time, and there were people that were good. There were jokes. She was telling me inside jokes about people that are not so good. And she said, this one here that
yes.
just put in 35 songs, it was into the evening.
Yep.
And she said, she's drunk enough to sing all those 35 songs, meaning she booted everyone else out of the line. But it didn't work out that way. It was nice. So there are harsh judgments. And I said, well, let me sing 24 more times in my shower because I sound great in the shower. And then I'll come back and I'll sing to you guys. But I had a great time, and then he and I, this morning, because I had a giant spider, and he came over, I was calling for help, and he helped, and then he had to go somewhere, and then I had to go somewhere, and now we're going to go walking, and I don't know, Deb, what do the cards say? Is it too, is it okay? Is it smooth sailing? I don't know. Are you there? Did I lose you? Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me?